I see no other reason I'd be able to sense him when the lords and masters cannot.
As long as Vistara is sensing it.
The comment came from the opposite side of Lady Rhea, where Master Yuvar Chawl was also standing at the command rail. With green, deep-set eyes and black hair hanging down to his collar, Chawl's features were just a little bit too sharp to be considered truly handsome, a flaw that had no doubt contributed to his slow advancement on beauty-conscious Kesh.
I find it, interesting,
Chawl continued,
that ship chooses to reveal itself only through an apprentice.
Lady Rhea turned to glare at him.
Master Chawl, are you suggesting that my apprentice has led us out here on a lark?
Not at all, Lady Rhea,
Chawl replied.
I'm concerned because she may have misconstrued what she's sensing in the Force.
Vistara glanced behind Lady Rhea and saw Chawl's apprentice, Ari Ross, looking in her direction. A Kashiri male, he was as gorgeous as most members of his species, with pale lavender skin, shoulder-length white hair, and large expressive eyes, which he was now rolling to show his weary impatience. Vistara shot him a half-grin and nodded. Chawl had been assigned to the Eternal Crusader as Lady Rhea's executive officer. In the way of the tribe, that meant he had also become her primary rival for command of the vessel. Most likely, the conflict would be waged as it was now, on a level of constant innuendo and political maneuvering. But there was also the possibility it would come to violence, and that was something Vistara tried not to think about. If it did come to a ship-wide bloodletting, she and Ari would be on opposite sides, and the last thing she wanted to contemplate was having to kill her best friend. To Vistara's surprise, instead of continuing to engage Chawl directly, Lady Rhea elected to do it through her.
What do you think, Vistara? Is it ship we've been following, or some figment of your imagination?
Taking her lead from Lady Rhea, Vistara leaned slightly forward and turned to lock gazes with Chawl. It was a terrible affront for a mere apprentice to face a master in such a manner. And that affront would suggest to the entire crew that Lady Rhea's power was so great that even her charges felt secure in challenging Chawl.
I know ship's presence as well as anyone does, Vistara said. And it is ship I've been sensing.
Chawl's eyes flashed emerald with rage, and the already quiet bridge fell absolutely still as shocked sabers awaited his response. Had Lady Rhea not been standing there, Vistara was quite sure that response would have been a force spike through her own heart. But Chawl could not attack her in public without it being construed as an attack on Lady Rhea herself, and he could not yet have gathered the kind of support he would need for such a thing. The imperfections of his appearance simply did not permit him to work that fast. The best response in such a situation would have been to demand that the apprentice's master discipline her, but Chawl was still trying to glare Vistara into an apology when Lady Rhea deprived him of the opportunity.
I have every confidence in the acuity of your Force sense, Vistara,
Lady Rhea said.
But I wonder if you've given any thought to why ship keeps allowing us to find it.
I have,
Vistara said, guessing what Lady Rhea was thinking by the way she had phrased the question.
But I don't believe ship is leading us into a trap. At least, not intentionally. I think he just wants us to understand why he left.
Lady Rhea paused and glanced over at Chawl.
Master Chawl, what is your opinion?
Who am I to question the word of your apprentice, Lady Rhea?
Chawl's snide response was a not-so-subtle rejection of the graceful surrender Lady Rhea was offering him.
If the girl thinks she has a special link to ship, and if you're willing to believe her, who am I to question your orders?
I see,
Lady Rhea replied. Chawl had, in effect, told her that if she was wrong to trust Vistara, he intended to use her mistake to steal command of the Eternal Crusader. It was a terrible blunder. He was telegraphing his blow out of anger, and his poor judgment would count heavily against him in the crew's opinion. Now his only means to put himself back into a position to challenge Lady Rhea would be to kill Vistara in a way that couldn't be traced to him, and he was effectively declaring his intention to do exactly that. Lady Rhea gave him a disappointed shake of her head, then said,
"I'll tell you what I think."
She was not even bothering to face Chaul as she spoke, instead addressing herself directly to the bridge crew.
"I think ship is allowing only Vistara to find it because she is young. Someone older might have a stronger will, a will powerful enough to compel its return."
A murmur of agreement rustled over the bridge, and several crew members nodded openly. They were all Sith Sabers, mostly humans descended from the shipwrecked crew of the original Omen. But there was also a sizable number of lavender-skinned Kashiri, who, like Vistara's friend Ari, had risen from a disadvantaged social status to become full members of the Sith tribe. Although there was no separate officer's caste aboard the Crusader, the three seats of authority on the bridge were all occupied by Kashiri Sabers. For, like all hierarchies in the tribe, the ship's company was a strict meritocracy, with positions of responsibility awarded only according to ability.